attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Roseanne Lindsay will be back joining us in the studio, a recent graduate of the Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. You want to get a good, healthy, healing education that you can help yourself and others with, and it does not ask permission where no permission is required. Check it out, Trinity School online, and we'll be there. Also, Liam Schaff is scheduled to join us this hour as he fracks the frackers. A new article that he wrote is up on the website at robertscottbell.com. Linked up in the show notes as well today at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Sign up for email alerts, absolutely free. And you can call us up this hour if you'd like. I know you're out there enjoying the pool, but if you are, make sure those outdoor speakers are cranked up loud because the voice of health, freedom, and healing liberty is on the air. Thank you for being here. Also, HIV stories. I'm not even going to wait for Liam on this one. There's a big story out of India of all places, about HIV. Two HIV-positive patients stop the drugs, and guess what? No virus is seen. Now, what they're trying to do is establish, a propaganda campaign that will lead you to believe, without evidence, but will lead you to believe that, oh, my gosh, the drugs are suddenly working. Looks like we're curing what they call AIDS / HIV. When the reality is there never was any HIV. They know it. They've known it almost from the beginning, and they're now losing the propaganda battle on that reality. And so they're having to change their focal point of discussion and belief. That belief is now that, oh my gosh, looks like the drugs are working. All those years we finally made the breakthroughs. Look like the HIV is gone, when it was never even there. What am I talking about? Well, HIV tests do not detect the presence of or absence of this so-called human immunodeficiency virus, retrovirus. It doesn't. Read the damned inserts from the FDA. It doesn't detect it. It cannot be used, according to FDA, to diagnose an HIV infection or to declare that someone does or does not have AIDS. So what the hell is it testing for? It's nonspecific. It's cross-reactive. It reacts to just about anything and everything, well over 100 different things. And in fact, if you don't dilute the blood extremely, extremely dilute the blood, 100% of all humans, maybe animals too, will test positive for this so-called HIV test. If you're pregnant, look for a positive test. They'll call it a false positive. But if you are black and live in an inner city, that positivity test will be determined to be definitive, and you must go on these drugs immediately, or we will take you and your child and imprison you. Of course, they're going to imprison you in a pharmacological hell. Now, if indeed you are a white, upper-middle-class female who is married and tests positive, they will say that's a false positive. This is a racist test if there ever was one. You want to stop AIDS? Stop the HIV test. Just stop it. It is junk science, and it's junk science that's worse. It's junk science that is killing people via iatrogenicide, that is modern medical-caused immune collapse. Now, immune deficiency is real in many people, but it is due to a lack of minerals in the diet. It is due to a preponderance of toxicological components within the food supply and environment, air, food, water, you name it. And we add to that mix the mess of fracking, which we're going to get into this hour with Liam in a little while. But I welcome back to the program right now Roseanne Lindsay, recent graduate of the Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. Check it out online. Also, before I bring Roseanne up, I want to remind everybody about some of the tools that I use here. And you'll hear about them during the advertisements. But one of them is OxyRSB.com. Check it out online, OxyRSB.com. Not only will you plug into all of the oxygen mineral healing that Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, has brought out for decades now. He's an institution, but a lot of people forgot about him. We're trying to bring him back out. He's got great products. Everything is workable, usable. The oxysulfur I use to counteract the chemtrails in my body. And I would highly recommend that you do that. Go to OxyRSB.com. Not only will you get 4 free DVDs with purchase, but you're going to get 20% off across the board right now. Mr. Oxygen Ed McCabe is doing you a great favor, doing me a great favor, getting this out to you because these are profound healing tools I want you to plug into. With that, Roseanne Lindsay is back, naturopath that she is. Welcome back, my friend.
I'm so happy to be here.
I am glad you're here with me. Now, I saw you taking notes while I was opening the show, so I want to open it up and say, where do you want to go before we get Liam on?
I really like the idea of taking back our own power from others. Everybody has their own power. Why should other people try to take yours? You know, we come here with gifts that we're supposed to express. It's our individual expression. As long as we do that, we are aligned with health, with truth. We can face challenges and meet challenges. When other people try to save us from ourselves, we're going down the wrong path. And in these systems, all of the systems reflect each other. The educational system reflects the political system, reflects the medical system. They're all mirrors. And our whole life can be a mirror if we look at it. The signs are there. We can see it in dreams. Signs come to us in people and situations. And if we look at the system and see what it is, we see how we are constrained and imprisoned and enslaved. Buckminster Fuller was a philosopher, a futurist. He saw what was going on. He's not alive today, but he wrote a quote that I continue to use on my Facebook page. Friend me if you want to. I'm Roseanne Lindsay on Facebook. You should be able to find me easily. And I put up a lot of quotes because there's so much truth in quotes, and it's such a good way to encapsulate a lot of wisdom in a short, you know, in a short phrase. He wrote, "You cannot change a system from within. To change a system, you have to create a new system that makes the old system obsolete."
Well, exactly, and that's the concept of if you expect to change, let's say, the disaster that is the modern medical monopoly, if you expect to change that from within the same system, as you said, that created it, or the same organization, the same belief, same governmental regulating structure, then you are insane. I'm just going to say it as it is. Now, that level of insanity to me does not even rise to the level of needing an SSRI drug. That's not what I'm talking about. But what you need to do is detoxify from the pollution of government propaganda, of medical pharmaceutical propaganda that is limiting your freedom to heal, much less your ability to do so. Again, one of the big reasons why I wanted Roseanne Lindsay on with me today, not only because she's a bright, shining soul and is doing wonders to heal herself and help others, but because she's also a living example of someone who's gone out and gotten an education that is one that is rooted in liberty, like the folks at Trinity School support. And I appreciate you so much for that.
Yeah, Trinity, I mean, there are so many programs Trinity offers. You don't have to get the ND, the Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine that I did. There are herbology programs that are less nutritional, holistic nutrition. I remember you had somebody from there who listed all the programs. Go to their website, look at the program. The ND program itself is like 22 courses for those of you who are interested. And it's, you know, it's very affordable. It's not the four-year $40,000 program.
Yeah, you don't have to go into massive debt to do this.
Exactly.
That's important.
Exactly. I think if you register before the end of the year, like they have this New Year's special or something, you can get $500 off. I don't know if they still offer, but I paid less than $3,000 with books and everything. So
incredibly reasonable for the kind of education that you're getting and what you can do with it. The problem with the other system, not only is it untenable, unaffordable, very few people can do it without going into debt, getting loans, is that once you have that debt, they'll hold it over your head to make you do what they want you to do via the licensed practice.
Exactly.
You know, naturopaths can give vaccinations in Washington.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? Naturopaths. What the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't want anybody telling me how to help somebody because everybody's different. There are as many ways to heal as there are individuals. If we all put ourselves in this one-size-fits-all pill box, we're all going to be coming out the same zombie. Like, you know, we all have the same symptoms. We all have the same issues. We don't have the same issues. We all have different issues. We all have to be treated differently. We all heal differently. So when you look at a person, you're looking at body, mind, spirit. You're looking at what are the best foods for this person. They might not all want the same. They're not all vegetarians. They're not all meat eaters. You're looking at that from that perspective. From the mind, you're looking at, okay, what limiting beliefs are holding you back in your life? What is preventing you, what's blocking you from taking that next step or expressing the gifts that you came here to express? Because when you express that, you're living your truth, you're speaking your truth, you heal. And then spiritually, are you living in the past? Are you worried about the past and anxious? Are you living in the future? The future does not arrive. The future never arrives. So why waste your time there? When you go to that point that you perceive as the future, you are in the present moment. So it is essential to be living from that time. That is the point from which we create. We create from the present moment. So that's where we need to be.
Amen to that, sister. Well, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are rocking the health world like nowhere else in media. Sundays here on Genesis Communications Network and syndicated around the country and around the world. And, of course, where else do we go? Well, naturalnewsradio.com Monday through Friday. But you can learn about all of it at robertscottbell.com and all of the banners up there of the wonderful sponsors that support this message of health freedom and healing liberty. Joining us after the break, Liam Sheff, my good friend. We're going to talk about fracking the frackers and all kinds of other cool stuff you need to know about. Tell your friends, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. We'll be right back.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic make waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What does it mean to frack those frackers? Wow, that's something I never heard of. We'd have thought that. You're speaking bad language, Robert. What do you mean, frack those frackers? Well, I guess it's different than crack those crackers. I don't know where do we go from there. But Liam Sheff is on. He's back with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and he is researching his new book, and it deals with energy, peak oil, and everything else. Also mentioned about the changing meme and propaganda about HIV, as they're claiming the drugs now actually work. Why have they done that? Because I think enough of you are saying HIV is a fantasy. That's not even real. So they're having to change the argument. But anyway, Roseanne Lindsay is in studio. Liam Sheff is not in studio, but he's here with us. Liam, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Liam.
Good to... I don't see anyone, but I hear you. Roseanne, yeah, one of our number one fans and friends at the Health Freedom Expo. So we,
I am.
Good that she came down all the way to Florida to see her boyfriend, Robert.
Hey, you know, I just celebrated... My 19th anniversary, I said the secret is kava.
Yeah, and Robert, I brought my kids.
Robert is a happily married man. I'm just joking.
But yeah, I brought my kids.
Good-looking girl, actually.
Yeah, she's brightening up the studio, Liam. And hey, so we can't see you. How do we know it's really you? How do we know?
This isn't a Dick Cheney impersonating robot sounding like Liam. It's not. This is Liam.
It is. And he's got a new article up, and we call it Fracking the Frackers. It's up at robertscottbell.com. You've been digging and researching this issue, and it's always been about energy, hasn't it? We've even talked historically about the use of slave labor. That was oil of those generations, although a lot less efficient than the oil era, of which we apparently are departing. I don't know how soon and how fast, but that's a lot of what your research is.
Yeah, so, you know, peak oil is the concept that as an oil field matures, it will produce more than it ever has, and then one day it will produce less and less and less and less. And it declines until it's not profitable to draw the oil out of the ground anymore. This is not a theory. This is a well-studied, understood phenomenon among petroleum geologists. It's not really controversial that this happens. The concept of global peak oil are the same thing on a global level, that what we use to power society, to bring our food to us, to machine the fields that we get Monsanto-grade food out of, to fly, to drive the 800 million cars that are on the road around the world, that take us everywhere we want to go, that bring everything to us with at utmost convenience in the Western world, all of this relies on petrol. Even the machining of these cars, electric cars are all machined by petrol, fossil fuels, all tires are made out of petrol, all plastic is made out of petroleum. So you can't get there, you can't get out of it by switching to electric cars, because electric cars take, you know, one and a half to two times the energy as a normal car to make. So there's just no sort of solution that comes in a lovely, colored, you know, box that says this is easy. So a lot of my friends are, I have all kinds of friends. Some of them are relatively new age. Some of them are not. And the new age people always say, well, what about free energy? What about alien technology? And I always say the same thing. I just shrug my shoulders and say, well, you got to have a working model. And it has to be able to plug in to the energy infrastructure that we've evolved into, this exploding engine thing that we all drive around. We all have these exploding engines with a unit that literally explodes a hydrocarbon and drives pistons with it. And unless you can replace that exploding thing, you can't drive. Unless you build a fleet of electric cars, which again costs probably twice as much as a regular car to build, and has a limited lifetime and uses rare earths from China and the battery and all kinds of other dangerous chemicals. So there's just the car culture will one day more or less be dead. Now, the question, Robert and Roseanne, is when? So I don't like to be an alarmist. You read some of the stuff, it's an alarming. You can sound alarmist for a minute, and then you have to go and carefully research. Well, okay, how much oil is left? Here's a funny question. How much dirt is beneath the ground you're standing on? Or I should say, how many pink rocks are in the ground beneath where you can see them? It's a trick question because you don't know. You can estimate based on the finding of other pink rocks, and you might be right. But before you dig them out of the ground, you don't know, which is a problem with all oil estimates. They're estimates. So we're living at a time where the frackers are telling us that by blowing up every Appalachian hillside, what are they doing? The shales in Texas and up through New York, Pennsylvania, et cetera, Canada, they're in England. They're doing it all over England. They're telling us that we could maybe get maybe 90 years of gas from that. But then they check their figures and it looks maybe 20. But then we have to put the energy that we put into it, so maybe it's down to about 7, maybe.
But somebody poisoned the water hole, Liam. They're going to poison the water hole in this process. And listen, I have a theory developing literally as you're speaking that the reason the purposeful collapse of the U.S. economy to bring everybody down to scale, they want to turn us into a labor camp like China, in order to be able to produce these next wave of vehicles, because there won't be enough oil to do it, so they have to go back to slave wages or slave labor, in fact, to do so. Now, I could be reaching the deep end of the fracking oil pool here, but it seems to me that the only way they can sustain this ultimately is by going back to slave labor.
Well, even with slave labor, it takes a great deal of energy to build a car. And I don't mean human energy, that's there too, but petrol energy. You have to have a foundry, so you have to burn all kinds of things to melt metal, which you have to dig up. So when things get tough, we're not going to worry about cars, we're going to worry about food. But, you know, driving us down to slave wages is definitely part of the currently instituted way of life, and I think that slavery as a real function exists in non-name. You know, we have wage slavery now, but I think that slavery will simply return to China, India, Africa, and parts of America. Will probably allow people to indenture themselves for periods of work at a certain point in the next half century. But the people out there say, oh, wait a second. We can blow up every mountainside, and we have hundreds of years of shale oil, and also we have, we have the ocean, Robert. Roseanne, we can drill in the ocean. So maybe when we come back, are we hitting a break?
Yeah, in about a minute. But yeah, this is a good point, a good stopping point. Well, everybody take a breather here, because these concepts are not being presented in the old media. And quite honestly, even in a lot of the new media, they're not discussed in the way we discuss or able to discuss them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, we've said this on the air, and I think, Roseanne, you support this. We're all for free energy. Just bring it on. And until we see it, it's just that. It's a fantasy that, we'll wait for the aliens to come down. If they don't want to eat us, maybe they'll give us free energy. They'll be nice to us. We'll find out soon enough, baby, on the Robert Scott Bell Show or elsewhere. But check it out online. All the show notes are there. The links to Liam's latest article is at robertscottbell.com. Also have a link to liamchef.com. Roseanne Lindsay, the new naturopath from what? The Trinity School of Natural Health. We want you to get your healing education and not put yourself in a slave position to the state or the medical monopoly. So go for it there. Check it out. The links are up. RobertScottBell.com is where to go. Tell your friends. You can call us a little while longer on the phones at 800-259-5791. Back with more powerful healing after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Well, until the alien technology beams down some new energy sources and ways to utilize it, including the infrastructure that we need to go along with it, you better detoxify big time because they're going to destroy the water hole. And that's what we're talking about right now. Roseanne Lindsay is in studio and Liam Sheff is not, but he's here not only in spirit. You can hear his voice. Liam, the aliens are coming. The aliens are coming. Free energy.
Free energy. So this is a discussion that you get into with people who are outside of the norm, have understand that governments lie and they do suppress things. So you can look at the health field, and I can say that they are suppressing treatments or cures for cancer, and we know that.
Yes.
But those treatments exist and can be defined. I can define and list the ingredients in the Gerson therapy. We can do that for the Brzezinski therapy. We can do it for Rashid Batar. You know, we can define these. So there's a difference between something that's suppressed and something that is a myth or doesn't exist or we hope exists. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, it's like I said, we're not against or opposed to free energy, alien technologies,
well,
or government sitting
bit.
On it.
I'll be honest, because I don't trust people to do with free energy. I know I cut you off, but I am against it a little bit because people are crazy. Yeah. Oil has been. Do you follow what I'm saying? Oil.
No, I do. I see where
energy.
You're going. Let's say if there was free energy. Then you'd have to say free energy with limits. It's like, oh, dude, maybe there was somebody like a wise overlord that we don't tend to like is saying, whoa, 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 we're putting the brakes on that because you guys will destroy each other with free energy.
All right. So let's talk about free energy. So let's say that there's a free energy device, and it's revealed, and it was in Area 51 and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so we've got that. Now, this is a machine. Let's say that we grant that it's about the size of an Xbox and can produce about the same energy as a twin-stroke engine as a... I mean, it's got to be real. It, you know, it's got to have some energy output. So let's say that it has as much energy as a moped, and it can run on... Well, it's got to run on something. I mean, if you say it runs on nothing, we're talking about magic. Just magic. So until you... If you want to talk about magic, then anything's possible, and that might make you happy, but this world is not... I don't think is that world. I think that's when we go to the other place, anything is possible. So let's say that it runs on celery and you feed in celery and the alien technology takes the celery and turns it into an electron current, which is about equal to the amount of energy produced by gasoline in a moped, you know, per hour, you know, so it's, you know, it's something like that. We have one of them. What do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to build them out of whatever we can. Let's say that we manage a feat among feats to backward engineer them. These aren't that powerful. We then have to get rid... By the way, this is producing electricity, so we have to get rid of every car that we have. And we have to, as quickly as we can, using the remaining petroleum that we have, try to build cars that are electrical and can fit these little boxes in them. And then we have to transfer a lot of our growing area to celery. My point is that nothing's quite free. If we try to get rid of 800 million cars, we would destroy an entire industry, a way of life all through the Western world. So the free energy conversation still has to involve some concept of reality. How do we plug it in? Where do we plug it in? And how do we run it? If it doesn't, it's not worth talking about because it couldn't exist in this world.
Well, the energy associated with retrofitting, re-engineering, repurposing, infrastructure, all of these things is kind of where you're getting at, which takes energy to be able to modify and transfer that. Where do you get that from along the way?
Where do you get it along the way? We have to dig the copper, the heavy metals for all the new batteries. It's a disaster. If we try to run the world the way we're running it on electric cars, we won't even get a quarter of the way there before we deplete every rare earth that we can mine.
There you go. Happy day, everybody.
Happy birthday, America!
Wait, we just had that. And, of course, freedom is not reigning supreme here in this culture. We're trying to bring it back, but, of course, it requires respect on all levels. And, of course, we respect immensely Liam Sheff, who's bringing out this discussion of peak oil and fracking. We're going to continue talking about that on the other side of this break. Roseanne Lindsay in studio as well. Check it all out. Say thanks to our sponsors. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. 424-1077. We're here to help.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are talking energy, energy, energy. Of course, you don't say you're out of molecules, do you, when you're tired? Not many people that I know do so, even though we have a conversion process within the metabolism or metabolic functioning of the cell in the body. We convert matter into energy in our body. Nothing's wasted. You poop it out, and then hopefully it's converted into something else. But I don't know what we're converting all that oil we're burning out there into, except toxic waste that is not so helpful to us. And that is why we are dealing with chronic disease, toxicological diseases that they want to blame on viruses, bacteria, and funguses, which are just taking advantage of the toxic polluted terrain. And of course we have Roseanne Lindsay in studio, Liam Sheff, he's out there doing his work, digging into the, and sometimes literally, because they want to dig into everything. How about the outer continental shelf? When they figure they can't poison the water hole on land anymore, Liam, are they going to do it off into the ocean even more?
Okay. So the guys reading Bloomberg out there will say, oh, Liam, but what about the OCS, Outer Continental Shelf? Well, that's what Alaska was about. Remember, drill, baby, drill, is Outer Continental Shelf, Alaska, and some of Anwar. I think these will be drilled, by the way. You could oppose it for environmental reasons, but that'll just go away when we need it. I guess I'm an environmentalist, but the only thing I'll really oppose with some force is nuclear power, because a nuclear power disaster is not something that anybody can recover from. But if industries want to drill the outer... Now, so OCS, what the government leases, which is a funny word for something that you're going to destroy, they lease part of the outer continental shelf of the United States to various oil companies. The oil companies have to go in and decide that it's worth it. They have to decide by looking at the rocks, by doing undersea, I'm going to say tomography, but that's not it. So they look at the shape of the rock, and they do seismic studies, and they decide how much oil they think is there based on structures they've seen before, how much they think they can get out. Then they do a test well to see if they get anything. They drill a number of dry wells. Then they hopefully hit a well that comes up with some oil. Then they drag the huge, expensive, town-sized metal structures out into the sea that have been constructed using all the stuff we've been talking about, all the metals, all the oil, all the copper, and wiring, and they drag that out there on boats. they sink it as well as they can, and hopefully they don't have a Gulf oil spill. But there are leaks in these things all over the world. There's now one in New Zealand, as far as I understand. It's pretty significant. So drilling under deep water is very dangerous, very hazardous. And the environmental damage when it happens is severe. Just ask the Gulf Coast fishermen,
yes,
right, and people living there. But they're going to do it. Now, the estimates coming up from the people who told us there were 100 years of natural gas and fracking, not if you actually do the real analysis, it's maybe, hopefully 20, maybe 10, or maybe probably 10. When you do that, for, they give you 85 to 115 billion barrels. Now that sounds like a lot. The world uses 30 billion barrels a year, so it's less than, you know, very quickly it's 3.5 years. If all of it were recoverable and if all of it were there, it's not all there, and a lot of it's not going to be recoverable. But people are going to drill it. Even if they can get 10 or 12 billion barrels out of it, I think the U.S. uses about 9 billion barrels a year. So you can see, really, what do you have there? A year and change from all of that drilling? But you don't use it all at once. It's very hard. You got to get the machinery. You got to drag it out and build it. Drag it out of the ocean. Build it. Dig the test well. Then you got to produce it. You've got to refine it. So really, you're going to get a trickle of that every year, and you're going to get 2 or 3, I don't know, billion barrels if you're lucky. That would be a lot per year for hopefully 20 years. The U.S., again, uses 9 billion barrels a year or something like that. I'm sorry if it's not exactly correct, but it's around there. And if we had if we were down to 2 or 3 billion barrels a year, you can see the problem already. It's like saying that you could survive not at 98 degrees temperature, but at about 33.
Yeah, well, that's why they call you the realist, conspiracy realist. I mean, you're putting realism onto this until some other aspect overwhelms reality. I don't know what that might be. But my argument, my concern, of course, from a homeopathic healer perspective, is that how much toxic stuff can we stomach, can we handle, can we breathe? Until the diminishing returns on an environmental perspective are, great, you've got energy, but you're too sick to use it. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap up this discussion here with Liam Sheff, Roseanne Lindsay as well. We have a caller from Miami, I believe. Ramon is on the line. We'll see if we can tap into that. Stand by for lots more health, healing, and liberty like nowhere else in media. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio, but all the links are there in the show notes. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. or on the web at drortman.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Hey, special thanks to all those sponsors that support this message of health, freedom, healing, liberty, discussion like nowhere else in media. I mentioned my friends at OxyLift, Mr. Oxygen. If you go to OxyRSB.com, you get four free DVDs educating you on the realm of oxygen like nowhere else. And all you got to do is get a product there, and it's 20% off. All Oxy products, 20% off, OxyRSB.com. Also, the right frequency we use, you've heard Judy Irwin, BCX Ultra, BioElectricsForHealth.com. The One World Way that we love so much, as well as ChooseToBeHealthy.com for our food-grown nutrition, selenium, chromium, silica, probiotics. You got it, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And if you want to know what I'm drinking, go to robertswater.com, robertswater.com to alkalize, ionize, purify, etc. Get that water in you that's structured and healthful. And now we are, I think, we're going to go to the phones here if Ramon is there. Ramon, are you on from Miami, I believe? Ramon, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How you doing, Robert?
Hey, it's good to hear from you, my friend. What's going on down there? You got any clean water to drink?
I wish, man. I definitely have one of those beautiful filters as soon as, you know, the economic situation changes down here.
But yeah, well,
the reason why I'm calling today is because I heard you speaking with your guest earlier about the free energy situation, and
yes.
I just wanted to ask, was he familiar with the Model T that Henry Ford created that ran off hemp oil?
Okay, go ahead, Liam.
Hey, Ramon. Say hi to South Florida. It's very pretty down there when you get out of the city, but There's a notion that Henry Ford, I think, made plastic out of soy and ran a car in hemp oil. So let's just say that we could, you know, for a stunt, grow as much hemp as we wanted to, press the seeds, convert it into a diesel, which would require, all of this now requires energy to do, growing it, you know, farming it, using the land, harvesting it, and then running the machinery to convert not just the hemp, but corn or algae, into a kind of ethanol. You could do it with sugar too. So Brazil is doing it with sugar. Hemp is a good option for making an oil out of because it's an oil-bearing seed. But the last thing we use about 19 million barrels of oil in this country per day. I think even if we covered all the growing area in the country with hemp, we couldn't get 19 million barrels per day out of it to run the current infrastructure. And if we did, we wouldn't have any food. So oil is a gift from the gods, whoever helped make the planet. It's something that we had once. We're not going to have it again in our lifetimes or in 100 million lifetimes, as far as anybody knows. And I think that it's just that we're going to have to learn to say goodbye to happy motoring. And people don't want to hear that, so they come up with every kind of objection. Well, what about, what about, what about, what about? But, you know, if you don't have food and you need to use limited resources to get food from the farm to your table, or you can drive to the 7-Eleven, which is empty because nothing's being shipped to it, you're going to stop driving. You're going to invest in trains. So I hope that, it's about economics. It's about how much land is required to produce a little ethanol, which is now grown in this country for with a huge subsidy, by the way.
And lots of pesticides.
Corn is grown with a huge taxpayer subsidy, is now grown, and it's forced into mixtures with gasoline in the middle of the country. It's a net energy loser. It for the amount of energy that requires to mill it into some sort of gasoline-friendly product, you actually lose energy in the process.
Exactly. Well, that's the point of the struggle here on the discussion. And I hear it and I feel it, you know, thinking about all the new things that we'd like to see. As we talked to Roseanne, talked about a paradigm shift. And yes, there are always transformation shift happens. Paradigms do transform ultimately out of a lot of pain because people resist these changes. But what does the new world look like in a world that goes post oil as far as the ease of access to this oil that we've lived through in our lifetime? I think ultimately it's going to get better as we decentralize, which inevitably our founders understood the danger of large centralized bureaucracies made only stronger by the easy access to this energy, which is why your point is taken, Liam, about being quote-unquote against free energy. I understand the concern. I think that that is a concern. People would use it and abuse it. So the question is, how do we expect a lower consciousness species like humans to have this ability to do it? It's like a bunch of children given free rein over a house of a glass in China. It's not going to last very long. And so where is that? That's the consciousness shift I'm looking for, but I don't see a lot of evidence of it out there in the big world of the overlords.
Well, let's say that we have lived in a world of free energy for 150 years, and that free energy was oil, equivalent to about 7-8 years of human labor per barrel, used now at 90 million barrels per day. We have so many energy slaves running around the world that we don't see, lighting things, bringing things to us, pumping water. We're going to run out of these energy slaves, and the world is going to look different. Now, you can talk about how that's going to look, and I hope the reason I'm talking about this is to get people to say, how do we make it a better different? How do we prepare for a change? That's really what I'm after.
Right. Well, become a healer. Do like Roseanne Lindsay. Go to the Trinity School. Start learning about things that are naturopathic in origin that don't require a license or restrictions by government or medical monopolies of any kind. Learn how to grow food. Start planting. Sow those seeds so that no matter what happens, you'll be able to feed yourself and teach others within your community to do the same. Roseanne Lindsay, bless you. You're beautiful. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.
Remember, TrinitySchool.org is where you can go to get that education. We love the support from Julie Whitman Klein and family carrying on those traditions. Liam Sheff, we'll continue this conversation tomorrow on Advanced Medicine Monday, shall we?
You bet.
We shall do it. LiamSheff.com is the place to go. Get official stories. And there's an official stories picture book as well, which is phenomenal. And a whole host of other things that Liam is working on. We'll plug them up there. You'll see them at the Robert Scott Bell Show website linked up. We got lots more healing to go, but we're out of time for today. And just tune in. Tell your friends. RobertScottBell.com 6 days a week. Not just today, but 6 days a week. 5 additional. Go to RobertScottBell.com, learn about it, support those that are supporting this message of health freedom and healing liberty. Roseanne Lindsay, thank you again. Liam Sheff, thank you. Tom, back in the studio, appreciate you. And, of course, you know, we're here just to remind you of some of these things that are undiscussable anywhere else, and we want to bring that power to heal back to you where it belongs because, hey, you know it, the power to heal is yours!
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral.